Let's get back to the bee. Round two, contestant number 34, Amanda Allen. Your name to spell is Wonderful Counselor.
I'm sure many of you remember Amanda from last year. She was so tense that she froze up at the microphone. Oh no, not again. Breathe, Amanda, breathe.
Again, number 34, Wonderful Counselor.
For those of you who have never actually seen deer in your headlights before, Amanda's doing a pretty good impression of one right now.
Breathe, Amanda, breathe. And now Amanda would probably ask for a sentence, right? Sentence, please.
And he will be called the Wonderful Counselor.
Amanda. And now I think Amanda would probably ask for a song.
Oh, good. This should give Amanda a little time to calm down and get those nerves under control. And let's take some time to praise the Lord for always leading us in wisdom and truth.
Wonderful Counselor, that's who you are. Wonderful Counselor, never too far to open the eyes of my heart to the truth. My Wonderful Counselor, Jesus, that's you. Wonderful Counselor, teach me what's right.
Katie Collins, your word is fortress.
Fortress. F-O-R-T-R-E-S-S. Fortress.
Correct.
Number 15, Jeffrey Johnson.
Go back.
Ladies, please.
Oh, I don't mind.
Please spell the name Mighty God.
Mighty God. In a manger bed was born a mighty God.
Yeah!
Could you use it in a really cool song?
Here come the adorable cheerleaders, and let's listen to a really cool Christmas song about our mighty, mighty God.
Bye.
Mighty God. M-I-G-H-T-Y-G-O-D. Mighty God.
Correct. Move along, ladies.
Ferris Wheeler.
It's Wyler. Wyler!
Okay, okay. Number 5. Your name to spell is Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father. Where is my father? My father is never around. Where art thou, Father? I'm sure Jesus' father, Joseph, would have been in his feet, but not my father, not my father.
Number 5, come back.
It appears that number 5, Ferris Wheeler, is a bit distracted. Perhaps if we go to a song, Mr. Wheeler can gather his thoughts.
With a never-ending love.
The grass will wither and the flowers fade, but I have an everlasting Father with a never-ending love.
The child of God in the manger was born so that we could become children of God.
The child of God in the
Beatrice B. Beasley. Would you spell Prince of Peace?
Prince of Peace. Isn't that a good title for her? Beatrice Beasley is known for staying as busy as a bee all the time, but especially at Christmas.
Here's lots of Christmas cards I know I need to send. And more parties than I ever could attend. It's so crowded at the store that I can't do this anymore. It's rosy and it's late. It's hurry up and wait. And all we hear this time of year is Christmas cheer.
Beasley, you'll be an angel in the pageant.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are officially entering our third and final round. Amanda Allen, spell Jehovah. Looks like Amanda Allen is a little bit sick. Let's see, maybe we can have a sentence, please, while she's getting some water.
I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength.
Well, you know what? Earlier Amanda had said she knows how to spell this, Isaiah 12:2. That's her favorite verse, and she spelled it for me earlier, so we're going to go with that. She spelled Jehovah, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, Jehovah. Number 17, Katie Collins. Please spell the name Restorer.
Restore. R-E-S-T-O-R-E. Restore.
I'm sorry, there is one more R at the end of restore. Go get your shepherd costume, number 17.
Miss Collins is out of the beat. We are down to three.
Number 15, Jeffrey Johnson. Please spell the name mediator.
Can I have a definition, please?
Someone who intervenes in a dispute to find an agreement.
Kind of like a referee, right?
Yes, Jeffrey, it is like a referee.
Thank you. Referee. R-E-F-E-R-E-E. Referee.
Sorry. I thought it was more appropriate. Jeffrey, your word was mediator, not referee.
Oh, dude, no.
I'm sorry. You're out of the bee.
Can I talk to a mediator, please?
The decision of the referee, I mean judge, is final.
I thought I'd try. Bye.
Go get your wise man costume on, Jeffrey.
Number 5, Ferris Wheeler, not Wheeler. Please spell the name Deliverer.
Deliverer. D-E-L-I-V-E-R-E-R.
Deliverer.
Correct.
And then there were two. Will we have a Mary winner or a Joseph winner? Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie. According to the rules of the Christmas County Spelling Bee, when there are two contestants left, they are both to spell the same word by writing it down. Please take out your pads and move to separate sides of the platform.
Contestants, please write down the correct spelling of Nazarene.
So it was fulfilled what said through the prophets, he will be called Nazarene, Matthew 2:23.
Okay, may I see your answers, please?
Nazarene.
You are both correct. Good. Take your pads and spell your final word.
Please spell the name Emmanuel.
Tension is high in town hall. Let's give them some additional time to think as we sing to Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Thank you.
I see your answers, please?
Emmanuel.
It looks like we've got a winner. Amanda spelled it correctly. I-M-M-A-N-U-E-L.
No, Ferris spelled it correctly. E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L.
Yeah, that's right.
Order, order in the town hall. I said order. I believe we have a Mary and a Joseph. They are both correct. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Amanda and Ferris. Great job. Make your way quickly to wardrobe and get your costumes on. The Christmas pageant has been cast, and we are just moments away. Can I have the stage crew bring on the manger set, please?
If I may, I would just like to add a personal thank you to all our contestants. Like many of you, we have learned so much about our Lord Jesus today as we have looked at his many names.
That's correct. He truly is our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, and so incredibly much more. Emmanuel, our God has been with us ever since. He entered our world that wonderful holy night in a manger bed. Let's worship and praise our Savior and Lord, Jesus, the name above all names.